Hi, I'm Dr. Jameson Starbuck, a naturopathic family physician. I'm here today with Health Tips for Kids about indigestion. Indigestion is the bellyache you get when the food you ate feels like a great big lump in your stomach. Your food isn't breaking down. It's not dissolving into a liquid the way it should. It's just stuck there. Doctors call it indigestion because when in is in front of a word, it means not. Like invisible, not visible. Or insane, not sane. Indigestion, not digesting. If you have indigestion, you'll know it. Your stomach bloats, it sticks out, and your clothes feel too tight. You might burp a lot or have pretty stinky gas, and you might feel like throwing up. Indigestion feels bad. It's not a disease, and it's not contagious. Indigestion is a temporary condition. You can do things to prevent it, and you can help yourself if you do get it. Kids can get indigestion if they eat too much, maybe at Christmas dinner or at a 4th of July barbecue. You can also get indigestion if you eat too fast, when you swallow bite after bite after bite of food without chewing very much at all. You can get indigestion when you eat foods that are hard to digest, fries, corn dogs, chips, fast foods. Or you can get it if you eat too many sweets or a food you're allergic to. To prevent indigestion, eat less when you first start a meal and go back for seconds if you're still hungry. Eat slowly and chew really well before you swallow. Pick food that recently lived in a tree or a garden or on a farm or in a field. Things like fruit, vegetables, meat, whole grains. If your doctor tells you you're allergic to a food, don't eat it. But what if you forget all that and you end up with indigestion? Well, first, tell your parents or another adult. It's good for them to know when you don't feel well, and they can help. Then, take a walk. Not run around excitedly. That could make you feel worse. But just a quiet, gentle walk in fresh air. A walk gets your stomach working and helps it start digesting your food. Next, you can try peppermint, chamomile, or ginger tea. They help with bloating and pain and gas. When you use tea as medicine, it's best to steep the tea in a pot for 5 minutes so it's really flavorful. You can add honey or lemon, or you can drink it plain. And just have 1 or 2 cups. Don't overdo it when you have indigestion. A third thing is to use a moist hot pack over your stomach. Ask your parents or an adult to help you with this. Lay on a couch or your bed with pillows under your back and head so you are partly sitting up. The helper adult should soak a thick towel with plenty of hot water. Then they wring the towel out and place it over your whole belly and cover it with a dry towel. Then you cover up with a blanket and stay nice and warm and cozy with the hot towel on your belly for 5 or 10 minutes. Then take the towel off and gently rub your belly in a big circle for 1 or 2 minutes. After that, you can take a nap, or if you feel good, you can get up. Indigestion is very uncomfortable, but the good thing is you can make a few changes in the way you eat and you don't have to have it. And if you do get it, you can do a few things to make it better. I'm Dr. Jameson Starbuck, and I'm wishing you well.